95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Dude.
Look at this weather for you. It's perfect, isn't it?
You know, yeah, when you're sitting playing a poker game, and I know you know, and you've got a killer hand.
Yeah.
You got to pull that poker face because, you know, you don't want everybody to know.
Right.
I'm no good at poker face.
No, you're not.
I'm so happy.
You're the worst at it.
It's looking. It's going to rain. It's going to rain this weekend. Yeah. And I'm on the precipice of a week off. I'm going to abandon you for a week, which
you're
I feel terrible about.
You're going to be unbearable today.
Today. I have that, you know, from Airplane, the automatic pilot you blow up and put in the chair.
Oh, sure.
He's going to be joining you all week next week, so that'll be nice.
There were a couple times yesterday.
Yeah, dude.
When the song would run out and Sluggo would look up and go,
oh, I guess.
And I'd say, what are we doing?
I don't know, man. I already checked out. It's like summer vacation, man. No more assignments from that teacher.
Right now.
And I don't care. I'm out, man.
We have one more day here today.
Till 7. That's so long from now.
But it's the All Request Fest.
Yeah, that's going to be fun.
Which you love.
Yeah, that's true.
Every Friday from 5 to 7, All Requests.
Yep.
We're going to talk about DIY cold and flu remedies. Because there are some crazy ones out there.
Hot toddy in your list, isn't it?
Hot toddy, just I got introduced to it by my wife.
Yeah,
yes, and it's quite good.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yep.
We're looking for crazier, though. The weirder.
Yes, please. Yes.
A wild, I'm sorry, what?
Oh, yeah, those are my favorite.
It's wild.
I'm sorry, what?
People are dumb on the way, and the KLOS name game is $200.
Woo!
Plus those tickets to see Def Leppard and Steve Miller Band and Journey.
Yep, and that's at SoFi Stadium in August, and those tickets are available. But we'll hand them out to you if you get the name game sometime between now and 4.
On 95.5 KLOS.
People are dumb. Kevin and Sluggo, they ought to know.
I got so frustrated with all of the warnings about not looking at the eclipse.
I know, right? If you don't know that by now.
How many times did they tell us?
Who on earth is dumb enough?
100 billion?
Yes.
Doctor reveals he's had an influx of patients with eye problems.
Come on.
After the solar eclipse. Even if I'm an ophthalmologist, I would say, you know what?
Get out of my office.
Screw off. If you don't know that by now, I mean...
Right? Right?
Really?
Right?
25 different people came in and were complaining that they had damaged their eyes.
And this is just one doctor.
In New Jersey,
Well, Jersey. But wow.
Yes.
I mean, what do they do for them? Just kind of like put some magic salve? You're just screwed,
what
right?
They do for them. I hope they do nothing. Honestly, I hope they do nothing. I hope they just go, well, too bad.
Give them a little tin can and kick them out.
You should have listened to the 700,000 people that said put on glasses.
They're still saying put on glasses for the eclipse.
Yes, they are, and it's over. A lot of times we skim through stuff. Just get a general sense of it before we move on because we're in such a hurry.
Right. Scroll.
Right. But there are some stories that we need to stop and say, I'm sorry, what?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Sorry, what?
Could snail slime and salmon sperm...
Two of the most disgusting things ever.
Be the next big things in skincare.
Oh, snail slime. I mean, when you see it on the sidewalk, I mean, the dog is always like, that's disgusting.
I looked it up because I'm not exactly sure what it is, and it seems important for this story.
Well, you know, when you see a little snail going by on the sidewalk, he leaves a little trail.
Oh, I know, but what is it?
Oh, what's in it?
That's the question.
So, I've never asked myself that before.
Well, if you're going to put it on your face.
No, you're totally right.
It makes sense. So I looked it up, and I got two different meanings for it. One is mucus.
Fun. And put that on your face,
and
lady.
One is excrement.
Oh, so which is worse? I guess
excrement, maybe
snail excrement.
It's been a staple in South Korean beauty trends for years now, and recently has just become popular in the U.S. Perhaps even more unusual than snail slime is salmon sperm.
Now, why? Who thinks of these things? Who's sitting there in their
chair, the first person? I don't know.
Stoned out of their mind, eating a TV dinner, going, "Wait a minute, I know. I got all this sperm I got to get rid of.
I wonder if this from salmon sperm is good to put on your face."
Let's find out. out.
That can't be anyone's first thought.
It's very good that that guy probably doesn't have a daughter, because he'd be like, here, put this on your face. See how it goes.
No.
See if it like makes you less ugly, because you're hideous.
It has something called PDRN, which is supposed to help your skin heal.
No.
Blah, blah, blah.
No, it doesn't.
Whatever it happens to be.
Someone's having a laugh and making money at it.
So then I had to get into some more research about... How do they get salmon sperm?
Oh, okay.
Like, that has to be a collection process.
Yeah, fuck.
And I found a YouTube video that explained it and showed it.
No.
Right now they're getting the sperm out of the salmon.
All it takes is a little squeeze in the right place to get these salmon going.
Okay, first of all, that guy's way too happy.
He's very into this.
Second of all, that is somebody who is in a scientific, like, uniform.
Really?
Yep.
Looking like Breaking Bad?
Yes.
Like, okay.
And he's standing in a stream, and he's getting semen out of a salmon.
And the fish is like, wow, I didn't expect my day to go this way, but I'm okay with it.
This went quick a lot. A lot quicker than I thought. You just have to squeeze them in the right place.
So it pretty much works the same as...
Apparently.
And then you put it on your face.
But I'm telling you, one salmon, I mean, probably four shots worth.
And that's really not going to fill a jar that's going to be $350 bucks.
It's more than you would think, though.
Really? Oh, God.
Yes.
Oh, no.
They were keeping it in a little plastic bag.
Why do I eat before I come in here?
I don't know, but I had to do the research.
Sure, of course.
So put the salmon sperm on your face, people. Good luck. You know, everybody's getting cold and the flu, basically.
Yeah.
And they're testing for COVID, and it's not for the most part, and it's a cold or flu.
It's bird flu.
And I have a friend who tried a home remedy, a folk remedy.
Oh, man, those are so weird.
According to this particular folk remedy, I looked it up. Mm-hmm. If you come down with a cold or the flu, all you have to do is slice a red or white onion into rounds.
Okay.
Place them on the bottoms of your feet and put on a pair of socks.
What? Come on.
That's what I said. That's why I looked it up.
My feet smell like onions enough as it is. Doing that to it.
Holy In the God. Morning, you'll wake up cured.
Come on.
According to the folk
So you need to get a cold. Hurry up and get a cold. Get sick. Let me cough on you.
So I did find this, that it originated in the 1500s, and then it's completely false. It turns out. Who knew?
So it's from the 1500s practical joke. Sam over there.
Imagine, right?
It's the Tanner.
It's still going on.
He's got his one good pair of socks in the world.
People are still going to sleep with onions in their socks. What's happening?
Have you ever used a home remedy that actually worked for anything?
I don't think they tend to really work.
It really doesn't
Don't buy that they do. There's another one. Mm-hmm. The treatment's based on the idea that if you put on cold, wet socks...
What is with the socks?
The body's heat is redirected toward the feet and away from other areas, which can help open up congested nasal passages and improve sleep quality.
Okay, as opposed to the onions, that almost makes a little bit of sense.
So you're supposed to soak cotton socks in the coldest tap water possible, then wring them out and put them in the fridge for 20 minutes.
Wow.
Then put them on and put wool socks on over it.
And immediately get pneumonia.
And they say that will help.
Kind of makes sense.
And as time passes, the socks will get warm and then will be completely dry. It's like magic, it says online.
In a young girl's heart.
So weird remedies for cold or flu?
Yeah, what do you got?
Especially if you've tried it. But even if you haven't, maybe your parents told you about it. Or you have a friend who tried.
Grandma always insisted, why don't you go ahead and drink some of my booze?
Right.
It'll help you.
I believe that.
I believe it, Grandma. I'll try it out.
But I'm not putting onions in my socks. That's not happening. 818-955-KLOS.
What I got to wonder is if maybe some things work for some people for whatever weird reason. Like, you know, everybody's body is extremely different. Everything about your makeup is totally different. So maybe, and that's why some people are totally sold on certain weird home remedies. Maybe it works for you.
I think that there's a lot more to the power of the mind.
Yeah.
So
totally
I think if people think it's going to work, it probably helps them some.
Yep.
And then they vouch for it.
Yeah.
And it goes on through generations.
Or this weird thing where you actually chop off your left arm if you've got the sniffles, and it helps.
It does help.
Maybe if there's something
at least
like
you
that.
You don't notice the sniffles anymore.
Yeah, exactly.
818-955-KLOS.
Kevin and Sluggo, what's going on?
Talking about home remedies for colds and flus.
What's the weirdest one you've ever heard of?
Well, I don't know if it's weird, but if I used to get a really bad sore throat, I'd just get a bottle of the cheap apricot brandy and drink it. I quit drinking a long time ago. Well, last Christmas, I got a bad sore throat. So I got a bottle of apricot brandy. You know what I got the next day? Gout.
Gout!
That's why I quit drinking, because I got gout. So yeah. I had to quit.
That makes sense. That makes sense.
Right on. Thank you for calling.
But if you don't have gout, brandy.
Right. There you go. Right on, dude.
KLOS, hello.
How you guys doing?
We're great. Thank you. We're talking about home remedies for the flu or a cold.
Well, you know, like a sore throat, a honey and a banana. Mix it together and just eat it. It soothes you. It calms down the cough and everything.
How does the banana help? Yeah. I know about honey, but
I always use honey and tea when I have a cold, but I didn't. What's the banana deal?
Somebody told me about that, and I tried it, and it worked.
Okay.
Great.
Good to know.
All right, thank
I like
you.
It. Next time I get a cold, I will try that. Thank you. Hi, KLOS.
My friends come over, and I have to do it for them. I boil hot water, use a couple drops of eucalyptus.
Right.
Or peppermint. Put your head over the hot water in a big bowl and breathe in.
So you're breathing in the steam.
Yes, with the eucalyptus.
I like that. I like the smell of that.
I got you.
Yeah.
Give them a bunch of tissues because I said, you know what? It's going to break it all up.
And I'm going to need my bowl back.
And then you melt that bowl down. 818-955-KLOS.
Weird home remedies for cold and flu. What do you got?
We're talking about homemade remedies for a cold or flu.
And the KLOS Free Ride, it's brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy. So next time you get a cold or flu, remember these really good ideas.
Yeah, these are great.
Yeah.
Do you have one?
I do. A shot of whiskey.
Yay!
A shot of whiskey. That's our kind of homemade.
Yeah, I need to go and get a cold right now, so I have an excuse. Thank you for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, Kevin. This is Monique.
Hey, Monique.
How are you guys?
We're great. Thank you. We're talking about if you have a cold or a flu, what do you use for a home
what's
remedy?
What's your weird-ass home remedy?
Like, if I'm, like, coughing up, like, the green stuff, like...
Woo!
Right?
That's what we like talking about.
Yeah. Right?
Mm-hmm.
I'll eat some dried figs, and it might take, like, a day, but, like, eventually it clears up, all the mucus.
Oh, really?
Dried eating the dried figs?
Huh.
Yeah.
And it's delicious.
No.
Oh. I don't know about that.
I like dried figs.
All right.
But all right, that's a good one to know. Listen up. Anybody at home with a lot of green stuff coming up, try those dried figs. Thank you, Monique.
Thank you, guys.
Okay, bye.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, how are you doing?
Good, thank you. Home remedies for a cold or flu.
Okay, well, I go to my garden and I excrete snail sperm. And the rubber all over my
and the snail thanks you, I bet.
Good, my wife. No, I just do this Mexican remedy. My mother-in-law gives this. It's something you can buy over the counter. It's called Tres Equis. And it's, I don't know, it works good for me. I like it.
Well, how do you spell it? Or what's it called?
Three axes, basically.
Oh, okay. All right. You sure you're not getting Dos Equis?
No.
I'd go that route for sure.
Every time I have a cold, I have Dos Equis.
Right on, man. Thank you for calling. 818-955-KLOS.
Home remedies for cold and flu.
Cold flu season is upon us, and we suggest you put onions in your sock.
We were talking about home remedies for cold. You got one?
Well, it would be like more of an earache.
Earache my eye! You're going to school!
My mom and my grandma, they used to get a newspaper and roll it up into a funnel and put it in your ear and then light the end of it.
Yeah, I did that with my daughter and I burned a hole in our couch.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
You did?
Yeah, I did.
Why did you do that? How high were you, Kevin?
I wasn't.
I got an idea. Let me burn your ear off
here. She had an earache and so we tried it. Did you ever try it?
But I don't know if it worked or not, but I just remember that they used to do that. They'd cover us, like, with a towel at the kitchen table and then, like, the end of it.
Kitchen table, that's the key.
I think it's to get kids to stop bitching about not feeling good. That's the only thing that makes sense to me.
Yeah.
Thank you for calling.
Right on. Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
KLOS, hello.
Yes, hi. I have a,
weird home remedy?
Yeah.
Cool, what do you got?
It's garlic, honey, and lemon juice, and you blend them together and you chug it.
Garlic, honey, and lemon juice.
All right.
That doesn't sound... So yeah. That, like, clears up your throat, or what does that do? Exactly?
Well, so the garlic cleanses the blood.
Mm-hmm.
The honey's a kills bacteria.
Mm-hmm.
And the lemon... Oh, it's lemon, and the lemon has vitamin C.
All right. Interesting. That's good. I like it. Awesome. Thank you for calling.
No problem. Thank you.
No, thanks. Okay. Thank you. Hi, KLOS.
Hey, I got the perfect one. It's a hot toddy, which I think has rum in it. I'm not sure. Whiskey, one of the two.
It has whiskey, yes.
Yeah, or a rum. You can do either.
Yeah.
And if you're up kind of in the mountains where it's kind of scenic, kind of S,
mm-hmm.
Lots of sex. Lots of sex.
Yay!
Sweat it out, baby.
Yeah.
Sweat out that damn gold.
Sweat it out.
I'm on board.
I find it hard to believe anybody would have sex with somebody who has a bad cold.
Well, you both have it.
By the time you're done, yeah. Thanks for calling, dude. Thank you.
You guys rock.
Thanks, man.
All right, so let's say you can't have sex in the mountains with whomever because they're going to get a cold. Do you have any last words on cold and flu?
I was waiting for this one to come up, but it didn't yet. Lizard soup.
Ooh.
Is a thing.
What?
The simple recipe calls for dried lizards. I don't know where you can get those. You just go to Vaughn's.
Well, no, you can go in the hills here. You can find some lizards here.
Yeah, yams. You put in yams.
Yams.
And Chinese dates simmered in water.
And then you just vomit for hours and you're gonna be feeling better than you did.
Right. You just don't realize now you feel worse, but you don't have a cold anymore. It's not positive. That's true. We do have 4 tickets to see the LA Kings take on the Minnesota Wild this Monday at Crypto.com Arena. You can get your tickets now at LAKings.com/tickets or be caller 25 to do some hockey slang at 818-955-KLOS.
Ha! All right. So that song ended. Got to listen to the right button. Hey, it's Friday, man, and I'm out of here for a week.
It is. Woo-hoo! That's true.
All right, so let's play a little hockey slang, right? What do you got tickets for?
I got tickets for the LA Kings versus the Minnesota Wild, which is Monday night at Crypto.com Arena. You can get your tickets now at LAKings.com/tickets.
And who's this?
Gerber.
What's your name, Gerber?
Yeah.
You're caller 25.
No way!
Yep. So we're going to do some hockey slang. What is a one-timer in hockey?
A one-timer.
Hello?
Yeah.
We're doing hockey
slang.
Come
on, Gerber. We're counting on you. You're going to get it. Woo, go.
What is a one-timer?
Oh, shoot.
Hey, language. My goodness. Did you hear that?
I did.
Shoot.
You have a guess?
What is he asking you?
A one-timer for the hockey slang?
Hey, no phoning a friend.
Okay, we have to go.
Yeah, but thanks, Gerber. That was fun. Have a good weekend, dude. Hi, KLOS. Who's this?
Hi, this is Chris.
Chris, what are you ready for some hockey slang?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, what is a one-timer?
One-timer. It's a shot made from a moving pass. A puck that's still moving.
Yes.
So you time it, you hit it. Goes in.
That's correct. Hopefully. You don't get control of it. Your first touch is a shot. Well
nice.
Done.
Well done, Chris.
Well done. Yeah. You got 4 tickets to see the LA Kings take on the Minnesota Wild. The LA Kings are in the playoffs, by the way. This game is happening Monday at Crypto.com Arena. Everybody else can get their tickets at LAKings.com/tickets.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
It's Friday, which means it's nothing but party music for the next couple hours.
Our All Request Fest. What song will get your weekend started right? 818-955-KLOS.
Shall we begin with Van Halen?
Loser by Beck was for Becky in Tustin.
Becky.
Yep.
I wonder if she's been a fan of that guy all this time. Because of
his
name
is Beck?
Exactly. No, I don't know.
I doubt it.
Hey, did you say you had something you want to hear tonight?
Please play Wang Tangle from Uncle Ted.
You know, I do believe we can do that.
Si se puede.
Thank you, sir. You have a great weekend now.
So many great songs from that guy. Love that we're playing so many of them. Mammoth WVH. That is Epiphany.
It is the All Request Fest. You can get a hold of us at 818-955-KLOS.
Hey, this is Shirley from Mission Viejo. I got a request for you.
Let's hear it.
Throw it at us.
All right. It should have been for yesterday, but let's go with Dr. Green Thumb.
I mean, if that doesn't get your weekend started, your weekend is going to suck. We had a couple requests for Cypress Hill tonight.
We did. That's true.
Insane in the Membrane as well, but came across that one, man. Rick lives in Hollywood and wanted to hear Hollywood 999 classic punk song there for you in the All Request Fest. That's pretty much the perfect party song right there.
Yes, it is. Kevin from Covina wanted to hear that from The Clash.
It's Kevin. What kind of name is that?
Right?
You ever known anyone named Kevin?
Really the best.
Fungus. It's growing on me more and more every single day I hear that song, I love it more. Black Crowes, Wanting and Waiting.
Black Crowes for Anna in Fullerton.
And you can give us a call and ask for what you want to hear or hit us up online. We are at Kevin and Sluggo or
818-955-KLOS. It's the KLOS All Request Fest. Do you have a request?
Yes. I would like to hear Judas Priest, You Got Another Thing Coming.
Hi. I want to hear a song by Kiss called Cold Gin.
Great way to wrap up our precious little All Request Fest. That one's for a gentleman named Keith, missing right. persons.
It's time for What We Learned, brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy. There's a new facial that uses salmon sperm. Sounds like a joke. It's not. People are dumb. An ophthalmologist says he had 25 people call about eye damage from the eclipse.
And that's at one doctor's office. So if one doctor, an ophthalmologist in America, had 25 patients who stared at the sun.
We were told 1 million times a person not to look at it.
The full number of idiots that actually stared at the sun this time.
So I think just let them have damage.
Yes.
What are you going to do? And your next chance to play the KLOS name game is Monday morning with Heidi and Frank.
All right, I'm off to pet the kitty, the wonderful kitty of Oz.
Enjoy. See you Monday.
No,
peace
you
out.
Won't. You won't see me on Monday. I'm off for a week. Woohoo!
I'll see everybody else on Monday. Peace out.
And one last thought.
Ladies and gentlemen, the weekend.
We have tickets to the Blue Shirt Comedy Night, which I'm excited about. It's coming. It's this coming Thursday, April 18th. Now that it's Friday, we can say this coming at the world famous Laugh Factory. And comedians Dustin Ybarra and Carla Collins and Tony Rock and Trevor Wallace and just added Tiffany Haddish will be there as well.
Wow.
It is at the world famous Laugh Factory. It's brought to you by your SoCal helpful Honda dealers. And we have two tickets right now if you'd like to join us. It's a good night. It's really fun.
Yeah, you guys are having a really good time with that, right?
Yep.
The third Thursday of every month.
It's quite fun.
Nice. 818-955-KLOS.
You can join us. Good luck.
Be caller 25.
Five. KLOS.
Something wrong with his microphone.
I think so, yeah.
It's terrible.
We're doing the Blue Shirt Comedy Night, and you can get tickets at laughfactory.com. Or who's this?
Isaac,
you're caller 25. Congrats.
No way.
Yeah.
We got two tickets to the Blue Shirt Comedy Night, which is brought to you by your SoCal helpful Honda dealers. And Tiffany Haddish has just been added to the lineup, which
That's
is pretty
super
great.
Cool. Yeah.
You guys are awesome, man.
It's next Thursday, and you will be there. Congrats.
Oh, cool. Thanks, dude.
I feel we should give you this doctor's warning. You might laugh your ass off.
And not look at the sun on the way, right?
There's that.
Yes, please don't.
There is that as well, yes. It is time for the KLOS name game. We'll take caller 25 right now, 818-955-KLOS.
The name game, the name game.
KLOS, who is this?
This is Damon.
Damon, you're caller 25.
No way.
Yep.
I'm never caller 25.
Well, ding.
You are right this second. You get to play the KLOS name game. We are looking for the name of a men's professional sports team from either the NBA or the NFL.
And since you're only the second guess on this particular round of the name game, we only have one other guess, and that's the Denver Broncos. That's incorrect. So who do you think we're looking for?
Well, I may as well go for my team, the Pittsburgh Steelers.
The Pittsburgh Steelers. The Steel Curtain. Incorrect.
Bummer.
Sorry, man. Thank you for trying.
And next hour, it will be worth
$300.
Money, money, money. Let's give some away. What do you say?
Let's do it now.
The name game.
It is the KLOS name game. We'll take caller 25 at 818-955-KLOS.
What did you just throw?
My phone, sorry.
How drunk are you, man? All right, let's get away some money, shall we? You spilled your beer all over the money.
Listen.
Come on.
Doing the best I can. KLOS, who is this?
Fernando.
Fernando, you're caller 25.
No way.
Yep.
Time to play our little game.
For $300, we're looking for the name of a men's professional sports team from either the NBA or the NFL.
And, Fernando, the last couple of guesses were Pittsburgh Steelers and the Denver Broncos, which were incorrect. So who do you think we're looking for $300 and tickets to go see Def Leppard and Steve Miller and Journey SoFi Stadium this August?
The Los Angeles Dodgers.
The Los Angeles Dodgers.
I've heard of Los Angeles. Where is that?
Oh. I'm sorry, that's incorrect.
Oh, man. Oh, well.
All right. Thank you for trying.
Yeah, and next time will be sometime between 5 and 6, and it'll be worth
$400. It is time for the KLOS name game.
Yeah, it is.
The name game.
Let's play. today. We'll take caller 25, 818-955-KLOS.
Are you ready to get rid of this money?
Let's get some money.
I'm going to launder this. Name game. This is actually what name game is.
Laundering money?
Yeah, KLOS laundering cash.
Mm-hmm. KLOS, who is this?
Hi, Yadira. And we're caller 25.
You are. You are caller 25, yes.
Yay!
You get to play the KLOS name game. We are looking for the name of a men's professional sport team from either the NBA or the NFL.
And the last couple of guesses were the Dodgers and the Pittsburgh Steelers, but those are wrong. So who do you think we're looking for?
Well, I'm just going to go for my team. I'm going to go for Green Bay Packers.
Green Bay Packers.
You know, I think that's a good way of doing this particular game. Because what else? What other?
Yeah, right? Just right. Go for what your team is.
Yeah.
And I mean, it would be better if your team was the right one.
Oh.
Unfortunately, it's not, though.
Well, have a good weekend anyway, all right? You're required
thank
to.
You.
Thank
bet.
You.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Okay, take care. So Monday morning with Heidi and Frank at 7 a.m.
It will be $500.
Hey, congratulations to him. He got the key to the city. Mike Nested. Fullerton, they actually gave him the key to the city recently.
About time.
Yeah, so, you know, if you need to get into Fullerton at like 2 in the morning, just call
just
Mike.
Just call him.
But congratulations, that's very cool. Bob Dylan played 24 songs in his first ever major solo concert on this day in rock in 1963. It was at the Town Hall in New York City. Rush got to watch the first space shuttle launch on this day in rock in 1981 at the Kennedy Space Center. Billy Joel's Greatest Hits Volumes 1 and 2 became the fourth album certified as double Diamond, selling over 20 million copies in the U.S. on this day in rock in 1999. Also on that list, Eagles, Greatest Hits, 71 to 75, Pink Floyd, The Wall, and Thriller.